Hi, thanks for joining us. This is Lady V along with SD. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Today's message, Pressure Applied Prayer. Here with my co-host Lady V. Say hey to the people, Lady V.
Hey, hey.
If this is your first time with us, we are so glad that you decided to join us.
Yes.
It is not by chance.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you will be alerted when we upload new content. Now, before we get started, we must send blessings to our regular listeners.
Yes.
We thank you all
thank you so much for your
continued support.
Yeah.
So Lady V, let's go ahead and get started.
So let me just again reiterate the blessings to all of our listeners. We are humbled when we look at all over the world, those that are tuning in from different parts of Europe and Singapore, the U.S., you know,
mm-hmm.
we are humbled because we know it is only by God's grace that we do this.
Yes.
And we want to always be faithful in hearing from God and then shining our lights
mm-hmm.
To the world. So let's get started with what we're going to talk about today is entitled Pressure Applied Prayer. And, you know, we all go through seasons where there are, you know, there's a mountain of pressure, you know,
mm-hmm.
applied to our life. And we have moments when we may feel like we're being crushed
mm-hmm.
With a tremendous amount of weight and worry and stress. And, you know, with everything that's going on in the world today, you know, who is not affected in some way
mm-hmm.
with some type of pressure because of what's going on, what we're facing. And if you're like me, you know, you want those problems to disappear quick.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't always turn out that way. You know, in some instances, you know, God allows that process of the crushing and the difficulty to produce something better.
Mm-hmm.
Not that God is putting that on us. God is here to love and to do good, but we have an enemy out there. Satan is real, and
yeah.
He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So whatever he tries to put up out in the earth to cause destruction, God is here to turn it around for mm-hmm. the good. So, you know, again, about those, that pressure is much like the crushing of grapes. If you look at it that way,
mm-hmm.
crushing of grapes underfoot, you know, there's a process that brings out what's on the inside. And there is something beyond what we're able to see
mm-hmm.
that will come out of it. So we got to remember, you know, in those high pressure situations, sometimes it's an open door to change,
mm-hmm.
you know, and without that pressure, we'd remain the same and we never see what's truly in us. And we, most importantly, we wouldn't see how God is able to make all things work together
mm-hmm.
for good for those that love God and are called according to his purpose. And remember that word purpose. There's purpose in the mountain of pressure applied to your life. And there's also a posture in prayer that we must take before God that says, I trust you in this mountain of pressure. I trust you, God.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at scripture because we are always going to go to the word of God to show you just what the word imparts in our lives when we go through things. And this is why we turn to the word of God. Here's an example in the book of Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46. And I'm going to be reading out the Passion Translation, where we see an example of Jesus, that Jesus left for us about prayer. Jesus was always praying. He was always talking to the Father. And we should also pattern after that because we can't get through anything without God.
That's right.
And once you figure that out, things can go a little bit easier in life. You know, life won't be free from affliction, but there is a promise that God will deliver us out of it all.
Mm-hmm.
So in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 36 to 46, we find Jesus is and this agonizing pressure that's upon his shoulders, because he's about to be arrested and face the greatest pressure of his life. He's just been betrayed by one of his disciples, Judas, and now this mob is coming to arrest him, and he faces great physical pain by torture and separation from the Father at the death on the cross, mm-hmm. to take away the sins of the world. And this was truly a pressure applied, but it had a divine purpose in mm-hmm. mind. So let's read Matthew chapter 26, starting with verse 36. It says, "Then Jesus led his disciples to an orchard called the oil press. He told them, 'Sit here while I go and pray over there.' He took Peter, Jacob, and John with him." Some translations say Peter, James, and John. Mm-hmm. But it says, "However, an intense feeling of great sorrow plunged his soul into deep sorrow and agony. Mm. And he said to them, 'My heart is overwhelmed and crushed with grief. It feels as though I'm dying. Stay here and keep watch with me.'" So basically, he's saying keep watch. He's saying pray. Mm-hmm. And verse 39, he says, then he walked a short distance away, and overcome with grief, he threw himself face down on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if there is any way you can deliver me from this suffering, please take it from me. Yet what I want is not important. Mm-hmm. For I only desire to fulfill your plan for me." Mm-hmm. Then it's the word says, "Then an angel from heaven appeared to strengthen him." Mm-hmm. Now, another translation in the New Living says, in Mark chapter 14, verse 36, it says, "Abba, Father," he cried out, "everything is possible for you. Please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." So mm-hmm. this was truly a cup of suffering that he had to drink from. Mm-hmm. And he realized this was not going to be anything pleasant. It was going to be the worst torture ever, worst pressure applied to his life ever.
And Lady V, that also showed mm-hmm. the humanity side of mm-hmm. him, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. he was agonizing. Mm-hmm. And then he even asked God, mm-hmm. can you take this away? Mm-hmm. Do I mm-hmm. have to do this? Do I? And that could be some of us when you're going through stuff and you're like, God, why do I have to go through mm-hmm. this? Do I have to go through mm-hmm. this? Mm-hmm. But not my will, mm-hmm. but your will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so in verse 40, it says, "Later he came back to his three disciples and found them all asleep. He awakened Peter and said to him, 'Do you lack the strength to stay awake with me for even just an hour?'" Then verse 41 says, "Keep alert and pray." He says, "Keep alert and pray that you'll be spared from this time of testing. You should have learned by now that your spirit is eager enough, but your humanity is weak." Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I look at that, I think in terms of, you know, sometimes, you know, we get tired. Mm-hmm. We going through or whatever. We waiting on God and we get tired. And but we are to always stay in a place, in a posture of prayer to God, because he's the one that will give us strength. Mm-hmm. And if we don't stay before God, we will fall prey to our humanity, which is weak, and we can start doubting him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, our spirit, you know, of course, is eager to, you know, stay before God, because, you know, we are spirit first, and our spirit is strengthened in the word. But we have to remember that our flesh can easily fall prey to weakness if we don't stay before God and ask for him to strengthen us, you mm-hmm. know. You know, we got to remember that. Stay before God. Don't fall asleep on when you're going through, or if you're with somebody else that's going through and they need you to pray with them. And this don't mean you stay awake 12 hours a night praying. It's just mean remember that that posture of prayer before God is what opens the door for the answer to come. Mm-hmm. And we have to stay alert. We have to stay alert and pay attention. Mm-hmm. So in verse 42, it says, "Then he left them for a second time to pray in solitude. And Jesus said, you know, to God, 'My Father, if there is not a way that you can deliver me from this suffering, then your will must be done.'" Mm-hmm. So then he comes back. The disciples, of course, they sleep again. They can't keep their eyes open. And then in verse 44, it says, "So he left them and he went away to pray that same hour for a third time. So Jesus continued to get before God, praying about what's coming. Mm-hmm. And he knows what's coming. And so he's staying before God because he knows he's going to need strength to get through this. Mm-hmm. This is not something that he can just be slack on and just expect it just to fade away. Right. He's going to need God to get him through it. And it is something that he's facing, which is death. And although there was a good outcome in the end when he is resurrected, when he knows he still got to go through mm-hmm. the valley, that valley, he's mm-hmm. got to go through. Sometimes we got to go through it, you know, mm-hmm. You know, and it eventually means the death of something. It doesn't necessarily always have to be the death of your body, but mm-hmm. it can be the death of something to produce something good. You know, mm-hmm. again, it's the crushing that produces. So verse 45, it says, when he returned again to the disciples, he awoke them, saying, are you still sleeping and resting? Don't you know the hour has come for the Son of Man to be handed over to the authority of sinful men? He says, get up and let's go, for the betrayer has arrived. So, you know, if we take a close look at what's happening here, you know, first of all, Jesus knew great suffering, pressure, like nobody else on this earth, you know, but let's look how he handled it. You know, first he showed that prayer, which is communication with the Father, is essential to living a God-centered life. So you can stay focused and hear from God. Okay. If I got to go through this, how do I go through this? Mm-hmm. And number one thing, you have to go through it trusting God. We have to take our cares and concerns to Father God. And we have to, realize that he hears our prayers. He hears mm-hmm. our prayers for help, and he will answer. You know, now, although sometimes we want a way out of that trouble, mm-hmm. you know, God doesn't always remove the pressures of life, but he will go through it with us. Yeah. And he'll go through those rough valleys with us, and he will work it out for our good in his way and in his timing, mm-hmm. you know. And second, you know, God's purpose for our lives involves a plan. Jesus mm-hmm. knew there was a plan, okay? Mm-hmm. And this plan was the purpose of salvation coming into the world. Mm-hmm. And so he knew, although he the human side of him knew, okay, this is not going to be pleasant. Oh, it's going to be horrible. But he knew that pain, that the purpose far outweighed what the pain was going to be, what he was going to mm-hmm. go through. So, you know, sometimes we might be grieving something or dealing with something, but we have to remember, God, you know, if this has been allowed, mm-hmm. you know, then I know you got something good that's going to come out on the other side, and I'm going to trust you. I'm going to get to the other side, yeah. you know. So, you know, sometimes there is a cup of suffering to endure, you know, and Jesus endured the greatest cup of suffering mm-hmm. To bring salvation to the world, you know. He did it so we wouldn't have to deal with that, you mm-hmm. know. He did it so that anyone that would receive salvation through him would be saved through the shedding of his blood on the cross. Mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. you know, and that's for all that would have faith in him. It's just that simple. Just have faith in him. He's already did the hard work. Mm-hmm. He's already took the suffering, made the sacrifice. All we have to do is receive the way he done to receive his righteousness upon us.
That's right.
So his going to the cross produced righteousness for all those that would receive it. Mm-hmm. Receive what he did. Third, you know, God's divine will for us, for our lives, is tied to the lives of others. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus being fully human and fully God, he knew the struggle ahead, human-wise, what was about to happen in that terrible suffering. But spiritual-wise, he realized this was for the sake of mankind. Mm-hmm. And so it had to be done. Mm-hmm. And so he had to go through it. But the strength that he received came from God to obey God's plan. Mm-hmm. And he knew it would result in the production of salvation to come to the world. Mm-hmm. And although he had that moment of wanting a way out, you know, but he didn't want to alter the plan. And, you know, we can't, you know, it's a human response to want a way out of what is mm-hmm. coming or what you're dealing with, the pressure. But you need to seek God and say, God, is this a part of the plan to shape me into something or to bring out a greater good? If it is, you know, then, you know, help me to go through it. Mm-hmm. And I know you'll get me through it and get me out of it, but mm-hmm. I know there's something good on the other side. And if you look at, let's look at, you know, the beauty of organ transplants on earth, you know, in the medical field, you know, you hear, you know, you may think, okay, you know, if it's just a kidney, okay, somebody can still be living for me to get a kidney transplant. But what about those that need a heart transplant? Mm-hmm. Somebody has to die for them to get that heart transplant. Mm-hmm. And although that's not pleasant for the person who's the donor, but at the same time, whatever bad that happened that caused that person to lose their life, the good that came out of them being an organ donor was that someone got to receive new life because of that. So sometimes, you know, it may look like, why God does this have to happen? And God doesn't put bad on us. He comes to give us life and life more abundantly. Mm-hmm. But we have to remember, again, Satan is real and, you know, he ain't nothing to fear. But you have to be wise in your spiritual warfare against him. And that means you need to keep your face before God and in his word and keep trusting God. Mm-hmm. And remember that God's love for you is so great. He wants to bring out what's the best outcome for you, no matter what we go through. Mm-hmm. And I know when we're going through, we don't always look at it like that. But if we look at it like Jesus did, knowing that he was about to go through the worst suffering that would ever be dealt with on this earth, he went through it with, okay, this is the Father's will for me to go through this. So I'm going to abide in the Father's will. I'm going to go through this because, you know, there's something good, there's salvation coming out on the other side of this. Mm-hmm. So I have to remember to look at the bigger picture, which is what is the good that's going to come from it. Mm-hmm. So, and I know sometimes that's not easy. Like if somebody is grieving someone that they have lost, it's not easy to see what's the good going to come out of that. But I look at how some people will, in the name of their loved one, that the lives for the lost, they will start an organization that will help others, or they will build, if they have the wealth to build a part of a hospital, a children's hospital. So somebody at some point had to experience something that wasn't pleasant, that was a pressure in order for them to say, hey, this is a need that needs to be met. I want to give money towards cancer research. I lost a loved one because of that. So now I want to give money towards cancer research because, you know, I have the ability to do that. So when you have it in your hands to do, an ability to do good, you should do good.
That's right.
You know, that's just how it goes. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of good things that are birthed sometimes does come from some type of tragedy. Mm-hmm. And you hate to, you know, think about that. But this that's just the world we live in. Mm-hmm. But God tries to reveal to us that he can turn anything around for the good, you know, and although we may not see it when we're going through it right away, but when we do see the good, we know, okay, well, that had to happen. And, you know, and although, you know, we don't want it to happen that way, it did happen that way.
And Lady V, that reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I don't know if I said the last one's name right, but when they trusted God so that when they were going to be thrown into that fiery furnace, they told the king, you can throw us in there, but we trust God that he is going to deliver us.
But they also said,
Even if he doesn't,
we're still not going to worship your God.
We're still not going to worship you.
We're not going to fall down and worship what you want us to worship.
That's right.
We're going to worship our God to our even to our death if we have to.
That's right. That's
and
right.
It showed their commitment and trust in God, even though they were facing look like death.
Death, yeah.
But God, in his graciousness, of course, delivered them out of that. And they came out even without the smell of smoke, without a burn, without a singe, nothing. Mm-hmm. And then that changed the lives of those that witnessed that, because they realized the God they served and worshiped was the true God.
Yeah.
And no
idols. So trust is important. Trust is important. When you place your trust in God, you put it in his hands, he's gonna bring you through, and he's gonna go right through it with you. You're not by yourself when you trust it.
So, you know, and getting back to the word, you know, Jesus, you know, the suffering he had to go through, it was an assignment. And it was a part of the assignment, because if he never went through that suffering, grace could have never came. Salvation could have never came. But that suffering he took on his body when he took on the sins of the world. He was sinless. He didn't sin, but he took on the sins of the world. And that suffering he went through was a part of the assignment to bring salvation to the world for all that would receive it. Thank God that Jesus came to make us righteous with the shedding of his blood.
That's right.
He took on that. And he could have been selfish and said, I ain't going through that.
He could have said, let's start again.
Let's just build a new humanity, you know. But he didn't. He said there is a way to reconcile man to God, and this is the way. And so he went with it. So, you know, you know, nobody suffered like Jesus. So, you Mm-mm. know, and he went through the greatest suffering. So mm-hmm. whatever we're suffering, it doesn't even compare to what Jesus suffered through. But he was resurrected on the third day, and hallelujah, he will return again. And mm-hmm. we look for his return here on the earth again, and it shall come. We look at the earth and the world today, what's going on? It's certainly a clue. But getting back to this, so we can wrap this up. As we submit to God's will, you know, in God's way, through our problems we face, mm-hmm. we go to the Word, we get the Word, we meditate on the Word that has to do with that particular issue, whatever mm-hmm. it is. And we have to remember God has a good plan. So he has promised in his Word that he's going to work all things out for our good.
That's right.
So there is an end to the trial that we face. There's mm-hmm. an end to that pressure. And but when we have that pressure mounting upon us, we have to remember we should always pray. Mm-hmm. But when we pray, we got to pray that God's will be done. That's not right. what we want, not how we want to see it to go, but that God's will be done. Because when we hand it over to God and say, God, I don't know how to figure this out, so I'm asking your will be done. Or mm-hmm. God, I know I may be going through this right now. It may not be a way out of this, but I'm asking you to help me to get out of this and to the other side where I am delivered according to your word. You deliver me out of trouble. Mm-hmm. So I thank you that you shall do that. And with Jesus, you know, his deliverance came in his resurrection. Mm-hmm. You know, he was raised from the dead. You know, although he was nailed to the cross and died on the cross, his resurrection brought about new life. And so that we too will have new life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not the end. You know, even death is not the end here on That's earth. Right. It's not the end. So, you know, we have to remember to stay before God, you know, and so we can receive that strength from him and to obey his will and to receive instruction for whatever trial we're facing or about to face. But we got to remember there's a good plan. There's a mm-hmm. good plan that God mm-hmm. has for every person. And if we surrender our cares to God, first and foremost, before we do anything else, you know, we pray, we take it to God. We can trust it in God's hands and he can make it something good. So, mm-hmm. you know, I go back to when Jesus said everything is possible for you to God. You know, he said everything is possible for you. He said, you know, in other words, he's like, you can make this end right now. Mm-hmm. You can stop this right now from happening. And you could, you know, like, you know, as he said, you can make another humanity. You want to start over a new earth, you can start with a new man and woman. But that's not what God wanted. He wanted right. to those that he created, he wanted to give them a chance to be reconciled back to him through Jesus mm-hmm. shedding of his blood and through his suffering. So, you know, again, we have to remember Jesus' words when he said in his prayer to God, he says, yet I want your will be done, not That's mine. Right. So we got to remember that to stay in the Father's will, whatever the cost. And sometimes that means going through some pain and difficulty and a cup of suffering, but God has promised to deliver us out of trouble. So, mm-hmm. you know, we got to remember there's a deliverance coming. If you're going through right now, there's a deliverance coming. If you trust God, mm-hmm. if you trust God to deliver you, he's still in the saving grace process, you know, of saving us from trials and tribulations. You know, sometimes, again, it's difficult to go through, but remember you're going through it. So it's going to end. It has an expiration date at some mm-hmm. point. Mm-hmm. So don't let your desire stand in the way of what God wills and purposes are and what God wants to do to make it something good out of what you're going through with. But we have to remember when that season of pressure is applied, you know, we all go through rough seasons. God is the one we turn to.
That's right.
And, if you stay before God, you don't have to worry about trying to just get before God when something wrong happens. If you mm-hmm. stay before him, it's a posture of prayer that you will always have. So when something's going wrong, he's still involved in your life. You know, mm-hmm. whether things are going good or whether things are going not so good or whether things are going real terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, if you keep before him in prayer and trust him and stay in his word, God can get us through. He can get you through. He can get you through.
And Lady V, sometimes our plan is not always what's best for us. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sometimes what we want is mm-hmm. not always what's best for us. Mm-hmm, we mm-hmm. have to always remember that mm-hmm. God knows what's best for us. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to trust him mm-hmm. as we're going through, because mm-hmm. we could think it should happen a certain way mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. that he should deliver us out a certain way. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. that might not be the mm-hmm. best way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we have to always remember, when you trust him, mm-hmm. he's going to bring you out better than you ever could have thought and imagined for yourself.
Absolutely. And I even look at, you know, I look over my life, the things that I have learned because I've made mistakes. Mm-hmm. And it has made me grow as a person today, you know, at age 47. You know, I've learned a lot about a lot of different things that mm-hmm. I didn't know, you know, way back when and when I was making those mistakes. But if I hadn't made the mistakes and went through the hardships, the heartache, I would not be the person I am today mm-hmm. That can now speak to those that are younger than me, mm-hmm. Young women, and speak into their lives about mistakes I've made so that they won't make the same mm-hmm. mistakes. Or if they are making that mistake, they can recognize it through the examples of what I say, because a lot of times a lot of us make a lot of the same mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. through even down through the generations, a lot of things, you know, we've made some of the same mistakes. But if you get with someone who is older, wiser, done been through, done got through, and God mm-hmm. brought them through, and they have a testimony that it was the Lord's doing, you need to sit down and listen, you know, mm-hmm. because they can impart wisdom into you about they've been where you've been. So, mm-hmm. you know, they have something to impart in you. And that's what the great thing about the Word of God is. It imparts in us things that have happened before and that are still similar to things that are happening now. Mm-hmm. And it can impart wisdom in us on how to handle it in the appropriate way. So as we close out, beloved, you know, we go through that season of pressure pie. I want you to be encouraged. Encouraged that God hears you. And mm-hmm. if you stay in prayer and expectation with faith in God to receive good results, your prayer is not only heard, but it's answered. But it's going to be answered God's way, you know.
Yes.
And God knows what's best for us. So we need to trust Him with that. Trust Him with our lives. Trust Him in all our ways and acknowledge Him mm-hmm. Because He will make our way straight. He mm-hmm. is the one that makes our way straight. So today, if you're experiencing some mountains of pressure applied to your life, you know, we want you to know help is on the way.
That's right.
God hears you, God sees, and He answers prayers. So let's begin a prayer. And hold on to the end if you're not yet saved. If you not yet know Jesus as Lord and Savior, hold on. We're going to go through a prayer as well for a prayer of salvation. But before that, let me just pray for every hearer that's on this line. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that as we come before you, all that are listening, you led them to this particular message, God, because they are going through something, God. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Father God, that you can encourage them, Father God, and you can put your hand in their situation right now, God. We ask you, God, to show that you are God, and I pray that they will be still and know that you are God.
Yes.
That they will see your hand move in their life in such a way that they will be a testimony that it was God's doing. God got me and delivered me out of this. Mm-hmm. So we thank you, Father God, that we lift every burden, every pressure that's mounting upon their shoulders, and we ask you, Father God, to bring peace to it, apply grace to it, God, and bring them out victorious in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord God, that the enemy has no power over them, and I bind the enemy's hand and grip off of their life in the mm-hmm. name of Jesus, and by the authority of Jesus, I call them set free from the bondage of this mountain of pressure, God. And I thank you that as you bring them through it and out it, that they will come out better than they were before, God. We thank you that their testimony will be of praise unto you, God, and we thank you that you strengthen them, strengthen their families, heal, set free, and deliver as only you can. Hand, God, and we thank you that it is a completed work by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
So we apply the blood of Jesus to their lives, and we thank you, Father God, that you are so gracious, that you are working even this out for their good. So we thank you, God, that it is done in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
And before we go again about this, is a call for salvation. If you don't know Jesus as Lord, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, mm-hmm. that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So whoever's listening, if you don't know Jesus, but are feeling that tug in your heart to lay it all at his feet, mm-hmm. surrender your life to him and receive him as Lord and Savior, here's a prayer that you can pray to invite Jesus into your heart and into your life as Lord and Savior. And SD is going to help me with this, and she's just going to repeat it after me so that it gives you time enough to hear it and say it so that you can come on into the family of God. So just say, Heavenly Father.
I am a sinner.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus died on the cross.
For my sins.
And was raised from the dead.
Lord Jesus. I need you in my life.
Because I need a Savior.
I need my heart.
In the hands of the one.
Who will treasure it.
And take care of it.
Come into my heart. I surrender my life to you, Jesus. I make you my Lord and Savior. And if you just pray that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Praise God for your life being in His hands now. Mm-hmm. And thank you that the Holy Spirit comes into your heart when you receive Jesus. And He is the lead and the guide of your life.
Yeah,
He will counsel you when you need counseling. He will instruct you through the Word of God, and He will lead you on the right path through the Word of God. And mm-hmm. We thank you, God, for that helper and the advocate in the Holy Spirit, because He is much needed. He knows what to pray when we don't know what to pray.
That's right.
So He is definitely needed. To come with us in prayer to the Father. So if you again, if you pray that simple prayer, get your Bible, Holy Bible, you know, or download a Holy Bible app mm-hmm. where, you know, you can look through the translations, many translations, New King James, New Living, New International,
Amplified,
English Standard Version, the Passion Translation, the Message. There's so many that mm-hmm. you can just delve into to just read throughout the different translations. I mean, you can read, a lot of times that's what I like to do when I'm doing my study. I look through the different translations because, you can see the growth of information that can come from even the translation is written in. It all comes out the same thing, mm-hmm. but how is worded, sometimes it may relate to you a little bit better, or you can understand a little bit mm-hmm. better. So mm-hmm. that's the main thing about that. And you want to understand what you're reading. So get a study Bible as well as a companion to it, so that you can, when you're reading, you can study, you can pray and talk to God, and you can pray and ask God to, you know, lead you to the right grace-based church. Centers around Jesus, and mm-hmm. So it'll change your life, and because you are needed somewhere in the body of Christ, and although at this time of this recording, the pandemic is going on, the COVID-19 pandemic is still going on. You can still stream. That's mm-hmm. the wonderful thing about
technology.
Mm-hmm. You can still stream online, and we just like to offer, if you don't know where to start, there's Pastor Creflo Dollar, Pastor Gregory Dickow, mm-hmm. Pastor Joseph Prince. Mm-hmm. They are three great grace teachers, and I think it's needed. Why we point you to these great grace teachers about Jesus Christ is because you need to know about God's grace, because His grace is sufficient in whatever we go through, mm-hmm. and so you need to know about His love and that unmerited favor of His grace that comes through Jesus Christ, and they are excellent grace mm-hmm. teachers, and we point you in that direction because we just want to place it before you, sow a seed and place it in your life. These are three great grace-based teachers that will teach you about Jesus, teach you about grace, and help you to understand the love of God. It's so real and it's so wonderful, and even when you're going through, God is still good.
Yeah,
His love is still there, and He wants to see you get through it, and He wants to help you get through it, but you want to invite Him in.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, we just want to point you in the right direction. So that's why we bring up those three grace teachers to you to stream, just stream each one, just to see which one, you really are gleaning from. And all of them are great, mm-hmm. The three that we mentioned are great. That just gives you option of, which teacher you want to listen to. If you want to just stream others, I mean, that's up to you, but you need to pray and ask God to help you. But we just, we just feel it because to impart those three because of the fact that we know that Pastor Gregory Dickow and Pastor Creflo Dollar and Pastor Joseph Prince are truly led by God. And mm-hmm. Their teachings are clear about Jesus and His love mm-hmm. and His grace. And we just say, if you're going to start with teaching, you always want to go to one of the best teachers, because because one thing about it, if I know, when I think back in school, when it was a teacher that just could not keep my attention, or they were just boring, or they just, it's just nothing, you know, they were not the best, you know, those are the ones I did the worst in their class. But the teachers that got my attention because they were feeding me good information that was beneficial to my life, I stayed engaged and I learned. So that's why we, I mentioned those three pastors that are grace teachers, because they will feed you the word of God, and it's not tampered with. It ain't twisted, you know, it ain't mangled with a whole bunch of untruth. It's only simply the truth of God, you know. So
it's Christ centered.
It's centered around Jesus. It's not around anybody's doctrinal opinions or whatever. No, they go before God. So, you know, that's why we mention them, and we're glad when you tune into us too. We know we just want to tell you about God's grace, that He is good, and we want to just lead you and guide you in ways that God gives us to lead in. But we know that everyone needs to be a part of a church, you know. So although we are the church, it's not about the building, but you need to be fed, you know. God sent teachers and preachers, pastors and apostles and evangelists to share the gospel of Jesus, because we need to be taught, we need to be led. We can't leave ourselves to our own interpretation of the word. So you know, you have to be careful, because, you know, we, like I said again, you know, when you, we ourselves know, we, you know, when you have a family member that is being led by just false doctrines or by their own interpretation of the word, you know, they don't want to hear the truth. But, you know, a wise person is always going to stay before God and say, God, if I'm wrong. That's humility. And you need to go before God with it. I mean, just don't just take our word for it. Go before God yourself. Say, God, show me the way, Jesus. And let Him show you, you know. And don't be closed off at being corrected by God. And if you figure out that you were wrong about something, because we all have been wrong about certain things in life. So, you know, it's great when you have a corrective, teachable spirit. You stay before God and let God lead you and guide you, because we don't want to be left to our own devices trying to interpret the word. So if you just pray the prayer, again, contact us and let us know, so we can rejoice with you and share us your testimony. Just go over to our website at spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com. Click on the contact us tab, because we want to hear from you, and just, we want to point you in the right direction if you have any questions. We, you know, we're here to serve. So we just want you to do well in life. We know in Christ you will do well in life. If you're fully led by the word of God and His Holy Spirit, and allow Jesus to change you from the inside out, because He does a wonderful job at that, and He'll stay with you. He won't leave you or forsake you. So I want to pronounce a closing blessing over you. May all these blessings come upon you as you respond to the voice of God. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you and your household, your finances, your coming and your going. May the blessing and the grace of the Lord Jesus bring you through every challenge and every trouble. May His hand deliver you into a place of peace, wholeness, and every good thing He has for you. In Jesus' name, it is so. Grace and peace to you. Have a wonderful rest of the day, and remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for listening to We Are She Talks podcast. If our content has blessed you in any way, do reach out and let us know. Also, share it with your family and friends. For this week's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/S3E3. While you're there, take our short survey, follow and like us on social media, sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's prayer and devotional episodes. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. We've got you covered. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.